Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, the man with the plan. We're the old school crew. Again, brought to you by the Mercado. We're live in effect here at 1040 O Street, the Mecca. A little chilly today, Austin.
Is this real football weather for you?
Yeah, the only problem with playing it right now, because it's here's the deal. When you go from extreme heat, which we've had the last home game with Nebraska, right, to this right here, your nose starts to run. You start hitting people.
I feel
you get,
that.
Yeah, you get snot bubbles.
I feel that.
So otherwise, it's good.
What was it like in the NFL where you'd go from, you know, Buffalo to Miami, like in December, you know, lake effect snow down to.
Hey, hey man, we went down there one time. It was so hot because we had not had any warm game. I mean, Buffalo is like 85. That's, you know, yeah. And there's. It's a week. Yeah, it's weak. It gets hot during training camp, but never during like season that much, right? The first couple games, it's hot everywhere.
Yeah.
When we played Miami down there when I tell you it was so hot, and it was a noon game or 1 o'clock game, so it was hot. And they put us in blue uniforms. Wade was like, we cutting it short in warm ups, man. And it was so hot, man. And guys are getting IVs coming in at, when you go warm up, then you usually go back and then the whole team goes out. We only went out one time. Guys are getting IVs and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and they wore us out a little bit.
Merry Christmas.
But then there's time we played down there at night early in the year. We played on Monday night and we beat them. Mm. It was hot. But it is an adjustment. A lot of PD lights were getting handed out.
Was Miami the hottest place you played in the NFL?
Houston was hot. But in a game, Miami for sure. You know,
Buffalo coldest.
We played 1 year. We played 1 year up in Chicago.
Ooh.
It was a toilet bowl too. Both teams are crap. I see you out there, man. I see you out there. There he is, right? Old school listener out there giving us some love, man. Appreciate that. We played up there, it was like -40 because you got like wind chill.
Mm-hmm.
That's easily the coldest. I played a game in Buffalo. It was like that. We got lake effect snow the beginning of it in between the second. So the game started at about, it was like 40, it was 40, like 8 degrees, 50 degrees. Mm-hmm. But it progressively got colder and colder and colder. And so once it got below freezing, there was like, it's like this little slick kind of ice kind of goes over. It was fine. But by the time we went into halftime and came out, there was already snow on the ground. Like legitimate snow where they're bringing out the snow blowers. And the rest of that game, man. And then we went, I told you about this, when we went to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So we play in New England. And this is kind of, you know, New England wasn't going to playoffs. And here's how funny things are, like as far as careers go. I know we're getting a little bit off topic. Is like when we used to play New England, Adam Vinatieri was a kicker. He probably lost 2 or 3 games against us. We're like, oh, this dude's going to miss one. He's chokes under pressure. Straight up. No, he's a great kicker. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I know for, and this is, it was only like 2 or 3 times. Went to Foxborough up there. We beat him up there. And then we played him again. He missed a big kick. One. And the one that I'm talking about now, the cold game, it was, you couldn't even like spot the ball because it was so windy. So we're playing him in a toilet bowl and, you know, I'm slew footed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I was just talking about this with Fred Hoiberg today, oddly enough. He was asking me about something up in Minnesota, and I say, man, I used to play at, he's asking me about this particular golf course in Eden Prairie. I was like, you know, the only experience there is like me and my buddies, when it was snowing, we'd go out there and play football and we'd tear the course up. They would get mad at us, right? That's my only experience of it. So I had experience playing in snow because mm-hmm. we would just be wearing regular sneakers. So we go and play up there, and Ted Washington, Pat Williams, all them dudes, you know, we play in New England, they just running the ball. And, you know, I'm cleaning up left and right, barely on. I mean, only time I'm getting on the ground is I'm tackling somebody. And so Marcellus Wiley and all, they'd always make fun of me being slew footed. They call me Sweetie Rabbit because remember the thing?
Yeah.
So they would make fun of me. So I told them after, listen, this is traction out here. This is traction out here. Because Pat Williams was like, hey, Foreman, you know, what are you doing? I said, bro, this is slew footed, man. This the angle.
Natural advantage.
But that game was so cold, Austin. So we end up going to overtime. We missed so many kicks. We drive it all the way down there, fumbled a snapper. I was like, man, this game's going to be a football folly, right?
Yep.
Because you couldn't hold on to the ball. We get into overtime. We drive it down there, miss the easy kick. Then we come back, New England misses a kick. We get it and get a play, go down there. I think we either fumbled or it was like a stupid fumble. The guy was running. We just dropped the ball. So it's towards the end of regulation. New England drove it all the way down to the 1 yard line, called a timeout so they could come out and shovel the stuff off and beat us like that.
Dang.
That's the coldest game I've ever been in.
Dang. I'm kind of in a sicko sort of way looking forward to the end of Northwestern's schedule because they're right there on that lake.
Oh, yeah.
No shelter, yeah. Nothing. November 16th, Ohio State goes there. And then last week of the year, Northwestern, Illinois.
Yeah.
On that, not even just lakefront. Like, it's basically in the lake.
Yeah, in that the lake. State. And, that's the way the Bears Stadium was.
Oh.
And if you get that hawk coming off of there,
woo,
and you ain't playing, and you know, woo wee. Yeah, it's serious, man. Serious. You know, we'll dip into. You know, we got about 5 minutes, 4 minutes, actually about 3, what it takes to go on a road. And obviously we'll be able to do stuff. And I think I'm going to try to stream in, you know, obviously a couple times, and we'll really dive into it, me and Nick, on Friday. But I think it's just a mindset to go up there. And the reason why I'm just going to say this, look, they're Indiana's number 16. There's not any difference between number 16 and say like number 36 as far as rankings go. Not a big difference. Not a glaring. A lot of it's schedule circumstances and obviously get that little bit of a winning streak going. You know, when you look at Indiana.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno can make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I feel like this is, I think that we match up extremely well with them. I do. Honestly, I've always have felt like we match up extremely well with them. We got a ton of, I think we'll have a good game plan. They're coming off a bye week. We're coming off a bye week. But at the end of the day, they're not changing their offense too much. They're not changing their defense too much. We're not going to change ours, I'm assuming, much in that. We just got to get better at what we need to get better at. And whoever does it the best and then goes out and executes is going to generally win the game. Now, sure, will there be some stuff that they'll try to take advantage of? Sure, there's things we're going to do the same. Now you got to go out there and execute. So first of all, it's just a mindset type of thing. Respect your opponent, fear no one. That's number one. And then number two, it's got to be a change. And I talk about this all the time. Sometimes, like around here, when you play teams like Illinois or whatever, you know, like Rutgers, you hear a lot of guys talking, you know, obviously on the radio, and you can kind of like talk yourself into thinking like you're playing like the 80, like the Bears or like 85 Bears, or you're playing Ohio State, or you're playing like, and it's not disrespecting them. It's not taking anything away from Indiana, but it's also like, you gotta flip your mindset and say, listen, we're good too.
They have to play us too.
They got to play us. Mm-hmm. Let's make them play us. Mm-hmm. And let's see how well they play if we play 25% better or longer than we have good football. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we don't fall asleep sometimes. Let's see if we said, you know, we're not going to just, you know, idle on you. We're going to step on your throat. Let's see how they react. Right? It's never about proving somebody wrong. It's about proving yourself right. I think when that stuff changes, and you really start to think about it different, you start to welcome the challenge versus just sitting there like, all right, let's go do it. Don't sleepwalk into this thing. You got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. The pressure's on them. This is a great situation. When you think about it, all the pressure is on them. They've moved up two spots during a bye week, which is amazing, right? Winning on your, it's like some people get fired on their day off. They got promoted on their day off, right? So they moved up two spots. It's the first time they had anything like this before. This is the first sellout in a very long time. They're 16th ranked. They're thinking to themselves, if we can make some noise and backdoor our way into they're thinking college football playoffs halfway through the season. Mm-hmm. If you don't think that's going through their program, no matter what the head coach says, it is. Those players are hearing it. They're reading it. So all the pressure's on them. That's in the back of their mind. We're just trying to go there to get right. We're going there. We should go there with as much confidence or more, looking at them on tape and then seeing ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then that's the shift in the mindset. Then you just got to go advantage and take advantage of what they got to do. And I'm a big believer of this. And I talk about this in basketball. Playing steady is a lost art. Playing steady, especially at the beginning. You know what that does? That takes that motivation up out of your butt. So when you're running around, hyping up the crowd, pointing at your family, your girlfriends and all that, that ain't going on no more because I'm here to play.
Sucks the motivation out and puts discipline in place.
Right. That's the fastest way to get it. Let's just play steady. Let's see what you do. Let's see you do it three times. Because in that fourth time, I'm going to take it away from you. Nothing cheap, nothing deep. And then just take advantage of what they get you. Let's play some football. Football, this is a long game. Yeah. Let's see how long you want to play it.
That's fair. I do think there's an aspect of, you know, from Nebraska media, right? That's me. I'm in that boat. Been burned recently, right? By overlooking teams or not even being willing to say that was a horrible, ridiculous loss. It's, oh, what did we miss about this team? What did we not see about this matchup coming in?
Yeah.
when sometimes it's just unexcusable. You just didn't play well enough. You just weren't coached well enough, whatever it is. Yeah. You just lose a game you shouldn't lose. And yeah. I think there's some, I don't want to say fear, maybe trepidation to just say, that was a really bad loss. That can't happen to Nebraska.
Instead
of saying, that was a really bad loss, that shouldn't happen to Nebraska, go fix it, it's, well, what did we miss about this team? Yeah. So we then make them into something bigger than they probably are, put all the focus on the opponent instead of, what does Nebraska do well? What does Nebraska have to do?
Right, and, I learned this the times that I didn't play well. Again, I always feel like you need to be 100% transparent. There's times that I did not play well, we did not play well defensively at any level. You know, once you know you showed up with the intention and you played hard, then you kind of get away from, were we not physical or we're not coachable? Is it the game plan and all that? It's never, I'm going to tell you this, and there's a lot of times I talk about this. There's a legendary play that was happening in the Fiesta Bowl that was a defensive bust. Mm. So it's never as good as it seemed, and it's never as bad.
Yeah.
Right? And it's always something in between. Now, there's times you play really good, right? Like, play really good against Tennessee. We got Peyton Manning up out of that bad boy quick. We overall played really good against Florida. Played really good against Miami. You played really good, and you still gave up points. That's the way it goes. You're playing against good competition. So I think just having a realistic view, and then obviously just turn the tables of, like, you know, look, we're a good team. We're going to continue to prove ourselves right. And the only people that we're going to show is the whole nation is how good we are. And when you have that type of mindset and you start to really, really believe it, like, you got to believe. This is a game where you got to believe. And you got to really, really, like I say, you got to be in it to win it. These are fun games. These are the games that, you know, you get respect because guys came back, you committed here. This is probably what they were being told on the recruiting or re-recruiting and recruiting, right? You can be a part of this. You know, this is it. We're here. Okay, now we're here. We're not here to participate. We're here to win this bad boy and then go from there and, you know, go see where it's at. Nothing like it, Austin. Mm. The big games, I like the big games, man, because that's where you
Husky
like.
Husky Stadium, here comes Jay Foreman.
Is that what it is? You mean Washington?
Washington.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you like those, but I like those games. I mean, those are the games you know, look, it's showtime, man. You ain't got to worry about looking. We're going to be playing all game. So that's the most, we didn't get to do it a lot. So it was, right. You got to get cranked up.
I would have said the Orange Bowl, but that's home. So
That's right. Yeah, for the good team, the Cornhuskers, not the Hurricanes. Anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back. We'll go through what it's like to get traded. Very short and quick. It's funny, boy. I was just imagining how those two guys got traded. Now, since it happened on a Tuesday and I got traded in the offseason, it's probably a little bit different. But it's definitely unique. It's definitely unique. I think Devontae's was a little bit different versus Amari's, right? Probably
have to be.
Yeah, because Devontae, to get from Las Vegas to there, by the time he was on the Pat McAfee show, that he was gone during the season. Yeah. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orvick, quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.